Welcome back, you guys. So I know that you are craving for something different in the new year, that you are so done with the constant hustle culture. And even though I know you do your absolute best to stay out of that culture, you and I both know that it can be really hard when it's the constant norm, no matter whether you're an entrepreneur or not. In any capacity in this society, hustle is so praised, and anything but that is seen as some form of a weakness, you could say. And so I know that you're ready to make a shift and to take your anti-hustle culture mindset and attitude onto the next level, because 2023 was about, how I see it anyway, like almost finding our new compass, and 2024 is going to be like how we're going to like blow that shit up and get to a point where we're just like living and breathing balance and true connection and alignment within ourselves. And I actually feel that in like the collective energy in our consciousness to like just all together. And I have a feeling that you feel the same way. And so this episode is going to be deeply dedicated to how you are going to make sure that you don't just fantasize and crave this next level for you, but for 2024 to be the beginning of you truly stepping into that power, stepping into that balance, and to redefine what it means to be a powerful and strong woman. So this is going to be the best glob up you ever have, because I think that we put too much of an emphasis on, you know, these words, these almost buzzwords, right? Like balance and like anti-hustle and this, like we both know it. I'm annoyed at myself hearing myself say the words, and in saying all of that, I just still know that when you remove the buzziness of the word and you actually take it for what it really is, it is something that is incredibly important to each and every one of us who are attracted to living a life not just that is successful in the material, tangible sense, but the experience of that success is next level amazing. And so I want to begin by saying that a lot of the reasons why this usually happens, where I know that, like I said, that you crave that next level, you have this desire to have that balance, to not burn out, to not feel like you're cringe or you're lying to people when you say that you believe in balance, but yet somehow internally feel like a hot mess sometimes. You know, and I want to ease that pressure from you for a moment. And I really want you to understand maybe why you might be having this inner conflict going on within you. And I want to share a psychological concept, which is called unconscious gender bias. And pretty much what an unconscious gender bias is exactly what it sounds like. But to be more precise, it pretty much is that subconsciously, we unintentionally look down upon women in some way, finding them a little bit weaker or inferior. For example, like when there were tests done to compare, like if someone wanted to have like a lawyer represent them in a very important case, and there was a man and a woman, and let's say both of them were equally qualified, let's even say that the woman was even more qualified than the man, then subconsciously, even as a feminist woman, we'll feel at the very least some sort of a urge to choose the man. And this is not because of the person's conscious morals. It completely surpasses and supersedes all of that. That's why it's called unconscious gender bias, because it is something that we are not aware of as individuals, but it is something that sort of, and as a generalization anyway, penetrates our subconscious based on the way that we have evolved and based on the way we have been conditioned as a society. And so if you've ever felt like you struggle to truly connect to your feminine nature, be that whether you're a man or a woman or identified as whatever you're identified as, like it doesn't even matter. Like this is, it has nothing to do with gender. I'm literally talking about feminine energy and all that it represents, meaning emotion, softness, freedom, wildness. These are the things that we are unconsciously, to some degree, some more than others, are ashamed of. And, you know, this affects men as well, by the way. Like that's where toxic masculinity really is. It's actually feminine energy that's toxic. But we think that it's masculine energy, because masculine energy is not wild. It's not bad boy vibes. It's not any of that. Masculine energy is grounding, it's quiet, it's calm, it's structure, you know what I mean? And when a man feels like he can't express his emotion, let's use that as an example, then that turns into toxic, what we know as toxic masculinity, but that's not actually masculinity, yeah? And so how that kind of affects a woman, you could say, again, I'm going by based on the traditional gender roles here, where it's like for women, we feel as if that if we don't act like the toxic masculine, so to speak, which is once again, feminine energy gone wild. If we don't shut off our emotion, become, emotionally unavailable and hide how soft and gentle and whatever it is we are, then we're not going to be as successful, even if our values say otherwise, even if our morals say otherwise. Because once again, this unconscious gender bias, which really should be called, you know, an energy bias, like it's going to affect you and it's going to create an inner conflict. And as a woman, as a powerful woman like yourself, like someone who is in a leadership position in any regard, you're going to subconsciously have these struggles if you don't bring this to the surface, if you don't consciously own it so that you can now evolve it and be a part of the societal change and the actual like literal evolution, because it takes one person to completely upgrade their brain, shift the way the brain, you know, is hardwired. So I don't want to get too like scientific about it, but then that DNA gets passed on and passed on and passed on and so forth. And eventually it becomes the new factory settings, you could say. And so it starts with you. It starts with me, one person at a time. It starts with us, the Hot Genius Gang. And when we can't just own the fact that, you know, everyone's done different degrees of shadow work. So obviously someone who knows about this already in some aspect and has already done the shadow work and owned it and accepted it, so then they can transmute it. Depending on whether you have done that or not, determines how much this unconscious gender bias may be affecting you. Because if we don't accept this and acknowledge this with that neutrality and just, you know, compassion, what's going to happen is that you're forever going to internalize sexism, essentially. Like you're going to actually constantly always feel like you're battling something you can't understand, and it's going to create shame because it's going to go against your values, because your values are the opposite of that. You see women as powerful. You see being a girl, being soft, being feminine, being anything, like whatever. You don't see that as a weakness, even though there is something inside of you that might feel that way. This is why you might be going through that conflict within you. And if we can just begin there by understanding that, it's already going to change so much for you. And so I hope that gives you some sort of ease to sort of walk into the rest of this year and the beginning of 2024 with nothing but a clear mind. And this actually will, I guess you could say that it will really, really grow your intelligence, not just your emotional intelligence, but your intellectual intelligence as well. Because believe it or not, having the ability to understand this, well, it's going to create ripple effects in the way you relate to this world and the way you process information from here on out. And so the reason for that is because now, when you have those feelings, when you have issues with connecting with your feminine nature, with your emotions and that softness that you are so much craving to just embrace, then you're also going to be able to be in control of it and you're not going to have that conflict. But the best part is that when other people, including men, or if you notice someone who is like looking down on women or being sexist or whatever, you know, you're not going to take it personally anymore and you're not going to go getting angry about it, you know, because the anger that a lot of women feel, especially the so-called feminists feel, is actually just a projection of their own guilt. Yeah, I said it, because it's true. There is a projection of some sort of guilt when they hear someone else being sexist because it triggers them. It triggers their unconscious belief that they might be right, that maybe women are inferior or we're weak or we're this or we're that. And it's not true. We're obviously not. We're fucking amazing. But because you're not, when women don't do the shadow work, when people don't acknowledge that we have this unconscious gender bias one way or another in some way, then we're gonna not be in control. You know what's really funny? It's not gonna keep us in a healthy masculine, which we also need. It's literally going to be everything we don't want to be, which is the negative version of feminine energy, which means that pretty much the inability to be in control of our emotions and to respond to our environment accordingly. You know, and I know that that's something that you want. That is something that you probably already cultivate and embody in your life. But this is going to take all of that you are to the next level when you can see this. Because now when you start to recognize, I guess, the injustices of the world, you're not going to sit there and react and just sort of lose yourself in it. You're going to be part of the solution. And you're going to be a part of the solution by embodying the evidence to the contrary of someone putting women down, because you're going to be so fucking sexy, strong, powerful, honest, authentic, kind, instead of being nice and all the other extreme of just really defensive and angry, which is only perpetuating the cycle. And it's honestly just giving them, whoever them is, them meaning the people who are looking down on women, you're just sort of giving them extra confirmation bias that they are right. But they're not. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen in their brain. And it's just the way it is. So by you, once again, acknowledging this, you owning this and humbling yourself, and you can see your shadow, own it so that you can upgrade it. It's literally changing the world. And I'm not just saying that. I'm not saying that lightly. Like, I really do mean it. And so now that you know this, you can now see that the trick here is to think like a boss, but feel like a girl. And I use the word girl on purpose. I think that basing on what we were saying before, you know, you hear just like as words or phrases throughout anything, through media, through just conversation, you know, when people were like, oh, you know, don't cry like a girl, stop being a girl, and blah, blah, blah. And although I salute those people who are trying to change that, I appreciate that. We have the power to add to that betterment of such stigma, which, you know, and it's by understanding that there's nothing wrong with being a girl. And I would actually further argue that in order for someone to truly be a strong woman or man, is that we do have to create balance, which means that we need to think like a bad bitch. We need to think like a boss. But we can't lose the feeling part of us, the girl, the softness in us. Because being a strong woman is thinking like a boss, but feeling like a girl, if you know what I mean. And please don't take me literally. If you are a dude, obviously, like, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But most of the listeners here in the Hot Genius Gang, from what I'm aware of, identify as women. So I think that it's really important that we start to embrace that being powerful, like truly, like, exceeding and being all that you are and your strongest levels of leadership and strength and power, it actually does require you become more emotionally available. It requires you to be softer at the heart. And I want to utilize sort of like the balance analogy, the best way I like to think of it. I'm going to give you two. So first, I'm going to start by explaining feminine and masculine energy. I'm sure you already know what it is, but like no one, you know, doesn't like a refresher, right? And so I want to give you this analogy. I want you to imagine that you are a room, okay? And everyone needs to have a room that is, when you walk in that room, it's if you feel at home. And so in this case, you want to feel at home in your body, okay? In your whole being, mind, body, spirit, whatever. And so I want you to imagine this room being you. And the masculine energy represents the roof, the walls, the ground, and the gravity. And I want you to see that the space that that occupies these four walls is the feminine energy within you. Now, masculine energy is, yes, in this analogy, the walls, the roof, the floor, the ground, the gravity. That represents, masculine energy is just a representation, a symbol of groundedness, of calmness, of gentleness, believe it or not, okay? And unlike what most people will tell you or what we see in media, it is not anger, it is not aggression, that's feminine energy. And so when people are saying you're too much in your masculine, it's sort of inaccurate because you're technically so much in your like toxic feminine that people think that is masculine because masculine energy is in general is not understood properly. Once again, masculine energy is gentleness. It is structure, it's leadership, and it's calmness, it's groundedness. Now, that's when it's healthy. And so the feminine energy, once again, represents freedom, wildness, passion, fire, emotion. And that is the, in this analogy, it will represent the space that occupies this room. It's the furniture in this room. It's the decor in this room. It's the artwork across the walls in this room. And if you can imagine if this balance isn't in harmony and you were to literally walk in a room, for example, with just walls, roof, and a floor with just gravity, there's no space occupying it, there's no warmth, there's no color, there's no gorgeous decor, artwork on the walls, you know, that's the last place you want to go to, you know? You wouldn't want to fuck in there either. Like, that's fucking cold. There's nowhere to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not a vibe. Not at all. And then just like in the other extreme, if the room had no roof, it had no walls, and there was no gravity, and there was no floor, and there was just wild energy, you know, expressing itself, passion and fire, then that feminine energy is so wild that it's lost. And so we need both. And when the walls are intact, when we have the structure, the gravity, so to speak, the groundedness, then your feminine energy, your emotions, you don't have to be afraid of them anymore because they are now in balance because you've got your four walls and your roof protecting you. You don't have to think about whether you're going to get lost because you just won't. It's impossible. You've got the gravity keeping you grounded. You've got the walls keeping you safe. And you've got the roof keeping you, yeah, grounded. And in that area, in your own body. You see what I'm saying here? And so when people are, what people would describe like in entrepreneurship or like in any leadership position, when women feel like they're almost becoming men, that they have to be men, like in some way or masculine, in order to be respected or in order to be successful, really, it's not being as masculine as you think. It's more so an attempt to be it because when you're not in balance, you're never going to have that room being at the perfect temperature. You're not going to have it like the gravity working. You're not going to walk in there and just feel so safe and sexy and just ready to go. You know what I mean? It's not going to feel that way. Instead, what usually happens is that that feminine energy, so to speak, becomes like what you know, an attempt to being masculine, which it really isn't because masculine energy is very gentle. It's very calm. Whereas you think that being masculine is being aggressive and being really, you know, wild, not wild, sorry, but passionate. And that is just feminine energy overused. It's got no housing. So people burn out. Whether you're a man or a woman, you will burn out because you're not practicing the balance, like the good parts of feminine masculine energy. And it only becomes quote unquote bad when you don't understand the difference, when you confuse masculine for feminine and you confuse gender for energies. It's just, that's what's going to fuck you up. But when A, you can understand the difference, and B, you can actually learn how to create harmony and balance between the two, you won't feel cringe anymore. You won't feel like you're going to burn out. It's impossible to burn out when you're in balance because it becomes of you, you know, and to sort of apply that to real life with that analogy. Can you imagine, like, I don't know if you've ever gone through this before, but I know that a lot of the clients and students that I've worked with, you know, in similar positions to yourself have experienced burnout, and it's like almost like they've never really gotten a chance to recover from it. And it's because, you know, a lot of the time they've confused being, really, really like becoming workaholics and working a lot and not resting. That's, you know, their attempt to like be more masculine, to be more disciplined, you know, but discipline is not being control freak. Like, they're two different things. And I'm going to do a whole separate podcast episode on that. But yeah, they're not the same thing. Being a control freak is feminine energy just with no balance of the masculine, you know? And so actual discipline has leniency. Discipline comes from masculine energy. Remember, it's calm, it's gentle. It's not aggressive. Like, that's feminine energy without any balance. And so when we can go look at this in our real lives to prevent burnout from ever happening, to make sure that 2024 like fucking hits differently and you stop making that desire and that craving for your up level just simply a thought in your mind and turn that into a reality by seeing that, well, like, you already know there is a difference between masculine, actual masculine energy versus what people think masculine energy is, as well as embracing the parts of you that you might have felt ashamed about. And being a woman, we have a lot of things up against us sometimes, you know, especially in this industry, in any leadership industry, you know. And when we can actually just think, go back to that motto, okay, think like a boss, but feel like a girl, that is pretty much just summing up that entire analogy, this whole podcast in 8 words. Think like a boss, feel like a girl. Say it with me. Come on. Think like a boss, feel like a girl. Because to be a strong woman is to be in balance in her masculine and feminine. To be in balance of your masculine and feminine, you must have equal parts thinking like a boss with the flexibility and wildness of feminine energy, which is why we also need to feel like a girl. We need to have that softness. We can't be afraid of our feminine energy, of our womanhood, of any parts of us. And that gentleness that you have that you maybe lock away, please understand that that's not your feminine energy. That's your masculine energy that you've tucked away. And if you struggle with discipline, if you struggle to keep up, so to speak, with the demands that your mission requires, it's because of that. It's because you thought that being gentle was being girly or weak or something, and it's not true. It's far from it. There's a reason why the masculine energy is called the leading energy. It's a leading energy for a reason. And if the masculine energy is a leading energy, it's for protection, and one of its traits is gentleness. Doesn't that tell you something? That when we are in our leadership roles, when we put on the entrepreneurial bad bitch fucking hat, okay, we gotta be gentle. We gotta be gentle. We can't be the bad boy in entrepreneurship. You know what I mean? Like, no. No, that is just feminine energy gone wild. It's imbalanced. And aggression? No. So 2021. No. It's time to understand the difference, embody the difference. Once again, the way that you do that is just by reciting back to yourself, I think like a boss and I feel like a girl. And that will always keep you guided and focused. Consider that, you know, your mantra to keep you on point in your compass so that you don't lose track of your truth. You know, and obviously you can alter it however you want, but you get the point. There needs to be equal parts masculine, equal parts feminine, but you also need to know that they are very different to what we have been told through media, through social media, through entertainment, like whatever, like it's very misunderstood. And when we straight away know the difference, it just something just clicks inside of us. You know, it's you will have an awakening without me telling you anything more. I don't really need to say anymore. You know, because I don't believe that I or anyone else will ever tell you anything your soul doesn't already know. I believe someone can only truly awaken what's already inside of you. That feeling when you're like, fuck yeah, like I get that, like that makes so much sense. That feeling, that's your internal alarm clock going off. That is like, that is the only fact checker you need. It's that feeling inside of you of resonation, of alignment. And usually alignment goes against what your thoughts believe. It goes, sometimes it even goes, I would even argue, they might even go against some of your values or your morals, which is fine. That's why we have this special power inside of us. We have a bullshit detector built inside of us if we just trusted our inner authority, you know? And if you can just start to embrace all of you, absolutely all of you, and understand that while you are on your journey of this glow up, while you're on this journey of embodying your balance, don't expect it to be linear. Expect yourself to push, you know, push and play and experiment. Like, you gotta have to feel your way through this. And this is where the feminine comes in, you know, because the truth here is that anxiety, burnout, and all the other things that entrepreneurs and anyone in leadership positions and healers and whatever commonly suffer through is because of this very, this very issue and all the concepts and topics we have discussed in this episode. You know, because emotional unavailability, you know, that is going to harm you. That causes anxiety. That literally causes separation and disconnection from yourself, and do that for too long and that will turn into depression. And when someone is depressed, you know what one of the symptoms are? Apathy. You know what's really crazy? A psychopath has that. Apathy just means we get numb. We can't feel anything. And I'm not saying there's a judgment. I'm just saying that that's just what happens. When our nervous system is too overworked and it becomes chronically dysregulated, then we can't help anyone. And we stop. Our business might thrive, but we're not thriving. Our mental health gives way and we lose our balance. And I know that you're ready for that never to happen again. You're ready for your next level. You're ready to have success, to have even more success than what you have right now, to go after your dreams even further and continue to work your mission without paying the price with your mental health ever again. And I know you desire that. And I'm here to tell you that you can do it. It's fucking possible. And that most of the solution in life lies in understanding the problem. I'm going to say that again. The solutions we require in life usually lie in the understanding of the problem to begin with. And now that you completely are an expert on the problem in general, like I said, you don't even really need me to explain your solution other than the fact that you just have something to be guided by, that you need both, that you got to think like a boss, have that structured masculine energy, you know, use your mind, have the feminine energy to have that flexibility. Okay, because you need discipline and flexibility for it to be balanced, you know, and emotionally have the balance here too in your heart. And as I'm speaking, my hand's on my heart. And I want you, if you can, if you're not driving, you know, like put your hand on your heart right now and feel, touch yourself, you know, like, you know, all the cheeky things later, obviously, because that would be weird, you know, but like just touch your heart, connect with yourself, put your hand in your chest, feel the skin on your hand, notice it, embodiment, hello. Feminine energy and masculine energy in here. Have the softness of your masculine energy, the safety in your heart, masculine energy, while also expressing and feeling the passion you have in your heart. Allow yourself to feel, because if you cut out all of the shitty emotions, if you suppress your girl, the girl inside of you dying to come out, guess what happens? As humans, we are constantly seeking completion one way or another. And I'm going to end this episode with this. If you do not create completion and wholeness, balance within yourself consciously, which is merging and integrating both masculine and feminine energy simultaneously, then you're going to seek completion subconsciously in a way that doesn't serve you, that will most definitely lead to burnout. And some of the ways that we seek completion in that doesn't serve us, you know, is through alcoholism, is through, It's through any form of escapism, escaping into fantasies, escaping into media, movies, social media. You know, it's getting into reckless relationships, in experimenting with reckless sex. I don't know. There's a lot of things that we do. We have our things, you know, but we're always going to seek completion. And when we don't, again, do it right, because yes, there is a right way. And I hate when people say, there's no right way. There is a fucking right way to do this. Like, I'm just saying, there's a right way to do this. Because we know the wrong way. It's going to be not our choice. It's going to be our human nature, us as atoms, lots of them, trying to seek completion. Because if you look at chemistry, in chemistry, in the periodic table, there are normal gases, so to speak, and then there's noble gases. Did you know then that all the gases, besides the noble gases, are constantly seeking completion? So the gases are constantly attracted and almost, imagine it vibrating to connect with another gas to create wholeness and completion. And pretend that in this analogy is masculine and feminine energy creating wholeness, because we need both, remember? And so these gases don't ever feel complete on their own. And noble gases, on the other hand, on the periodic table, they're called noble gases because these gases, they don't need completions. They're independent. They can house themselves. And to further this analogy, you know, that is the, in this case, like a representation of masculine and feminine energy. And so we, you know, are also, we're made up of chemicals, right? And so it's no different. We're just in human form. And so we are going to constantly seek completion, but we want to be a noble gas, right? We don't need to seek it. We are the completion. And so when we do the thing, when we do watch the movie, when we do get into the relationship, when we do fuck people, when we do whatever we want to do, okay, it's not from a place of needing completion. It's from a place of just simply wanting to experiencing that. And when we can do that effortlessly, then we don't burn out. We have more to give. We know who we are. We make decisions properly. We can build and exceed our, I guess, limits. And we can have even more successful businesses and lives and careers and goals, whatever it is for you. And you guys, I'm so excited for you, because I know that on a collective level, I can feel, maybe you can feel it too, that as a collective consciousness, we are evolving so rapidly. Like, this is literally the best time to be human right now, right this moment. We have so much to be grateful for, despite seeing all of the hardship that also happens at the end of the day. Like, there's no easy way to say it, but we live in a world of duality, and that's okay. It has to be, because it's reality. It's there. But duality is not just in judgment of good and bad. Duality also is in your balance, in your being, in feminine and masculine energy. So I hope that this episode has jolted you into you actually seeing the blueprint now of what you've been craving, what you've already told yourself, what intention you've already put out there into the universe for your glow up for next year. And I would love to give you an action step to sort of wrap up this episode, really, you know, not just be this thing that you just listen to, just something that I can support you through, so that you can take action on, so this becomes a reality. And the best thing you can do is actually take action after you've heard something or learned something, because your memory improves and your retention rates, you know, really increase. And so the action step that I'm going to give you is, I want you to just, I'm going to do two things. So if you can, get a pen and paper out or your phone and get in your notes app, whatever it is for you. And obviously, if you're driving, come back to this part of the episode later. You can just fast forward to 33 minutes and 50 seconds, okay? And so your first journaling prompt is this. What would I do if I had more time? And I want you to list out everything that you would do if you had more time. And I want to share with you why this links, even though it doesn't seem like it does. And the thing is that usually the things that we are saving for later, things that we are waiting to have more time for, are actually usually the things that we need to be doing right this moment in order to create the balance that we need. You know, one of the mindsets that I teach my students, you know, in Sim Academy, which is an academy that I run through Hot Genius Society, is don't save the good stuff for later. Don't. You know, and so that's what this journaling prompt will give you. It's going to show you your leaky energy. And whatever you list out on your paper when you write, when you answer the question, what am I saving? What am I like waiting to do when I have more time? Or what am I saving for later? Whichever one turns you more on. You know, each question equally important will give you the same results. Whatever you write out after that question, that is your blueprint. That is you just pulling out what's already inside of your soul and you're putting it into actionable English words that you can actually follow. Because maybe on that list you'll have, I want to read more often. I want to take more baths. I want to fucking see a therapist. I want to get into Reiki. I don't fucking know. Whatever that is for you, you'll notice something really very, very mind-blowing. Are you ready? When you create this special list, when you answer this journaling prompt of what am I saving for later, you know what's going to happen? Is that you're going to actually be revealed every single part of your masculine and feminine parts that you have neglected, that's caused their burnout in the first place, that's caused your imbalance in the first place, that's caused the mental health issues in the first place, and it's going to draw them out. The solutions will literally just come out. They are the solutions. For example, you know, baths. If you wrote down, I want to have more baths, that is your energy. You're that smart. Your subconscious is that intelligent that when it tells you what it desires, it's got the answers. Our desires are not something to suppress. They are something to embrace and live by religiously. Because like I said, a bath, that's a part of your feminine energy and your masculine. That's a balance. Going to therapy, same. Expressing your emotion within a structured environment. You're gonna start to see a very special pattern. You're going to see the mind-blowing part that you already have everything you need, that you are that intelligent, you have that much wisdom inside of you, but it can be hard to access it because it's actually hard to realize how easy it is, because for some fucking reason, everyone overcomplicates shit. When really it's so simple. It's just figuring out what you desire. Every time you have a desire, you are in a way telling yourself, I'm saving that for later. Or you are saying, I'm saving for that for when I have more time. And every time you do that, you throw yourself off in balance that little bit more. You lose yourself that little bit more. You walk the path of potentially being depressed a little bit more. You become that little bit more burnt out. And that's how powerful you are. So now that you know this, every time you have a desire, I hope that you don't push that down anymore. That you can find a way to bring that and incorporate that into your life. You're a bad bitch that's changing the world. You are in a leadership position in some way. If you can do that, I'm sure you can do this. You can find a way to still be able to run your business or whatever it is that you do, yet still be able to fit these desires into your life, because that is where the magic is. Because the process of your glow up, my love, does not have to be boring. In fact, if it's boring, I think you're doing it wrong. It's going to be fun. It's supposed to be fun. Your glow up, by the way, doesn't have to start in 2024. It gets to start right now. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please DM me on Instagram at Christina Modafari or through the podcast's Instagram page, which is at Hot Genius Society. I'd love to hear how your glow up journey goes. If you even want to be generous and share with me your blueprint, I'd love to hear about it. This shit excites me. So please have so much fun. Don't forget that you have everything that you need within you. You just needed to find a way to pull it out and to see what was in there to begin with. So much love. Until next time. Bye.